Behind the scenes, behind the headlines. This is BBC Radio One Extra Stories.
Oh no! I hate you not! I failed everything else.
An A in 2 weeks. Already got a C in psychology as well, so it might just get us in, it might not.
I got an A star in biology, an A star in chemistry, an A star in general studies, and an A in maths.
Yeah, I've got them. 2 C's and a B. I've got enough points to get in.
Is it even worth it? Worth it? We try.
The overall A-level pass rate was up this year for the 28th year in a row. Applications to university hit a record high. But with intense competition for places and the thousands of pounds it costs to go to uni, is a degree still worth it?
I had an amazing experience at university. I learnt a lot and I also developed a huge amount as a person. I think university is really worth it, but we've got to make sure that it doesn't become too expensive.
It's not fair, really.
Because there's much more pressure and I don't know if I'll get the grades for like unis and just the cost as well.
I mean, it is scary thinking of leaving university with huge amounts of debt, but I think it is worth it, definitely.
Definitely not. I'd say.
I mean, you can get in the back door loads of different ways and you can meet people through like little jobs.
Everyone I know wants to be famous or a performer. We need all the other people who wants to be vets and stuff.
It's all about personal development, making new friends and just expanding your interests, and in that way it's pretty important.
I suppose so, but then if you don't go, it's not the end of the world.
You don't really need to go to uni for everything. You can kind of do it for experience and just doing it.
If you have a degree, it helps you advance faster in employment, whatever sector you're looking to go into.
As attractive as the partying sounds, it's not for me. And I'm enjoying my job.
Education does not rule. It's annoying and hard, but in long term, it will get you through a lot of life.
Okay, let's begin.
I'm Mr. Jam, and this is To Uni or Not To Uni.
For many of our students, this is the lesson you've been waiting for.
Here's Kate Butland, Customer Service Manager at UCAS, the University's and College's Admissions Service, which processes applications to higher education courses.
Over the last 3 to 4 years, we've continued to see increases in applications year on year, between 6 and 8%. We've had over 670,000 applicants this year, an increase of over 10%, something that we had predicted, but maybe not on such a large scale. There are a number of reasons why applications to universities have gone up. Firstly, the economic situation. People are looking to retrain, which will allow them, hopefully, to go on in the future and secure a very good career.
Aaron Porter, President of the National Union of Students.
We had a spike in the birth rate in 1992, which actually means there are a lot more 18-year-olds around at this moment. That will start to ease over the next few years.
And Pat McFadden, Shadow Secretary of State for Business Innovation and Skills.
School results have got better. Also, expectations change. What people maybe wouldn't have thought of 20 years ago as an option has become more of an option.
In 1999, the Labour government set a target of getting 50% of young people into higher education.
We're not far off it. It's about 45%. You know, a goal of higher participation is a good one. When I hear current government ministers saying that we don't need these targets, I do find it a bit galling. Why should they be seeking to pull up the drawbridge for a generation?
Minister of State for Universities and Science, David Willetts.
I fully understand that more and more young people want to go to university, but I don't believe in top-down targets, plucking some figure out of the air and saying that number has to go. It should emerge from the decisions and the preferences of young people themselves.
I went to India in February. They are planning an expansion from 26 million higher education students at the moment to about 70 million in the future.
Well, the Indian figures are indeed amazing. Last autumn, I announced 10,000 extra places. What we have done is delivered the 10,000 extra places that we promised all along. So there are more young people going to university this year than ever before.
We said there should be 20,000 extra places. To go for participation in higher education as one of their first cuts was really a retrograde step. It's cut people out of opportunity. It's made it much tougher for young people.
So what do you think? Should we be trying to send more or less young people to university?
I think everyone deserves an education.
You can't force anyone. It's up to them what they want to do, isn't it?
Yeah, they should be encouraged. I think it's a very good opportunity not to pass off, but some people, university is not for them.
The days that the privileged minority went to university over, and that's good.
So many people are graduating now that a degree's not worth what it was.
It all depends on what you want to do, because I'm a musician, so I have to work.
Nowadays, it's all about experience and who you know, rather than what you know, I believe.
I think other options to uni should be encouraged more.
University is not the be-all and end-all.
There are good options, but it would help if everyone went to the university, because they would get more qualifications, obviously. They would get put into better jobs, and they would enjoy it as well.
With the spike in applications, the number of people not getting a place at university has also gone up. It's predicted up to 200,000 won't be successful this year, up from 130,000 in 2009.
My name is Kate Butland and I'm the Customer Service Manager at UCAS. You will always find that there are a percentage of applicants who don't get places at universities. Some applicants don't meet the entry requirements or they don't meet the conditions of their offer. Other applicants decide that they're going to take a year out and make a new application the following year. And thirdly, some just decide, actually, going into university isn't for me. So you have to put it in context. It's not always the case that they couldn't get a place.
But Professor David Green, Vice Chancellor at Worcester University, thinks the pressure on places is particularly tough this year.
The sad truth of the matter is that there are many young people with good qualifications and a high level of motivation who have not been successful in securing university places in 2010, and who in any previous year over the last 10 would have been successful.
He puts this down to a recent government policy where universities have fined £3,700 for every student they accept above numbers set out.
Because of this new control number system, universities have been very frightened to recruit right up to their control number. This seems to me to be entirely wrong. When the universities themselves are saying we would like to educate more people, if only the government would allow us to do. We could educate probably another 40,000 people had we been given the opportunity to plan properly.
David Willetts, Minister for Universities and Science. I don't recognise that 40,000 figure, but if we can move in future to a better, more flexible system, I'm up for that. I'm not defending the current system. I'm working within the system I've inherited. If it can be reformed and improved, we're very keen to look at how that could happen.
Shadow Secretary of State for Business, Innovation and Skills, Pat McFadden.
The problem is the costs are not just to the university. That's why this is in place. The government has to have some eye on the numbers because they're expected then to pick up some of the costs in terms of student financial support. It's not about saying we want you to increase participation on one hand and then we'll fine you on the other. What we're saying is we want you to increase participation, but we can fund so many places.
So how much does it actually cost per year to go to university? Well, it varies according to where in Britain you study. In Scotland, it's free to Scots, but £1,175 for other UK residents. In Wales, it's £1,285 for the Welsh, but for anyone else, it's £3,225. The same amount it costs everyone going to an English or Irish university. Here's Pat McFadden again.
People think because this word fee is used, you have to write a cheque when you turn up at university. In fact, you don't. There is no upfront fee. People only start repaying the cost of their tuition after they graduate.
Students are entitled to money from the government to help pay their fees. Here's President of the National Union of Students, Aaron Porter.
Under the current system, students will repay 9% of their earnings over £15,000. If you don't repay the full amount after a 25-year period, then it is written off. But in truth, most people do pay it off, but it sometimes takes 5, 10, sometimes 20 years.
Students are also eligible for a loan to cover their living expenses while studying.
The rate of interest that they charge on this loan is supposedly fixed at the level of inflation. It's just recently gone up to 1.5%. So that's a really, really cheap loan. In fact, you're hardly ever likely to be offered so cheap a loan. But it is still a loan. They still want the money back eventually.
Johnny Rich, editor of push.co.uk. An independent website for people who want to go to university or who are already there and need advice.
New students starting this year are likely to have nearly £25,000 of debt by the time they graduate. you know, it may seriously impact on their ability to live the life that they're expecting to live. And if that's the case, they may well be thinking, is this worth it? Not so sure.
I'm Jordan, 19, from Blackpool at Middlesbrough Uni, doing criminology and sociology. I live with another four lads. Man, things on the floor. This is my room. It's not the biggest room, really. It's like 8x7 or something. It fits my stuff in. Just a single bed, laptop, little fridge for all my beer. My loan, what I got, didn't cover my rent, including food, buying books, going out and seeing my friends and stuff. Sometimes went shopping on like £4 a week.
Aaron Porter, president of the National Union of Students. Whilst the cost of living for students is increasing, it's also true that students do get access to discounts. NUS itself does a very popular discount card which is available, but actually it's just worth looking around in university towns and cities, and many restaurants, hairdressers or barbers, and sometimes just high street stores will provide discounts to students.
But despite these financial perks, there have been problems with students receiving their loans. In 2009, tens of thousands of students didn't get theirs on time. Zoe started at Nottingham University last year and waited over 7 months to get hers.
It's caused quite a lot of like problems with settling in and stuff because I couldn't afford to go out Freshers Week and socialise with everyone. When everybody else is, say, ordering a pizza, I'll have to say, oh no, sorry, I can't this week. If you do go out and everybody else is able to buy a couple of drinks and stuff and you're at the bar ordering tap water, you start to look like a bit of a bore. I'm not normally one for credit cards. It was meant to be my emergency funds. I wasn't expecting to have to use it and completely max it out within the first couple of weeks of term.
The system of student support varies wildly. Even if your circumstances are poor, sometimes it's such a complicated system that people don't get what they're entitled to. And I think that's absolutely scandalous. So I think we need to open up the system, make it more transparent, but ultimately target more money to those that need it most.
You're right, young people from poorer backgrounds do need particularly financial support.
David Willetts, Minister of State for Universities and Science.
We did come in with a terrible problem with the old student loans company. So far, it does look as if students are going to be getting the financial support they're entitled to this year.
In the hope of improving financial support for students, as well as the way in which university education is paid for, Lord Brown has been conducting an independent review for the government. Here's One Extra's politics reporter with the details.
The UK has some of the best universities in the world, but paying for them has become a serious problem. There are more institutions in this country, more students are going to them, but the government can't afford to keep footing the bill. Now, this wide-ranging report says the answer is to let universities in England charge more for their courses. Lord Brown, who used to run the oil giant BP, was the man in charge. He suggests that tuition fees could double to around £7,000 a year. There won't be an upper limit, so it could be more. But unis will have to pay a fine under his plan if they go above that £7,000 amount. Now, there are widespread fears this will discourage many poorer students from going. The report's answer to that is to recommend no upfront payments, and students will have to earn more before they have to start paying back the money. £21,000 a year will be the new threshold. Above that, you'll start paying back. Below it, you won't. Above it, though, you will be charged interest. More students as well could get a maintenance loan, and the maintenance grant for the less well-off would increase. The idea of a graduate tax has been rejected. All of this is controversial stuff, with some in the coalition government likely to vote against what the government's own advisor is suggesting. And all of it only applies to England, because there are different rules in place across the UK. A review is underway in Northern Ireland. Scottish students don't pay fees in Scotland at all. Wales has grants for students, but that's just been cut.
But how do you think higher education should be paid for?
I think definitely I'd like to see tuition fees being cut. I'd like to see the funding be a bit rearranged. I think the way that the funding system works, you know, I think it is really quite difficult.
All students should pay for themselves, but they should definitely pay once they've got like enough money and all that.
I couldn't afford to go to uni, and I couldn't expect my parents to pay that. So sometimes government is needed.
The government's not just going to pay for it. It's people who like us have to work really, really hard. So our tax is going to go towards it, really.
Maybe 50-50, it's all right.
It's a kind of different system across the water. It's definitely more student-friendly. I'd recommend you take off.
Since 2009, universities have also experienced a squeeze on funding, and the situation is likely to get worse. Here's Professor David Green.
If that does pass, then it will be highly likely that students will be paying either more for much the same, or a bit more for perhaps a lot less.
Aaron Porter.
Now, NUS will be at the forefront of saying that any financial decisions universities have to take have to be taken with the student interest at heart, and we'll be protecting the frontline teaching and the quality of the student experience. That has to come top, because frankly, they can't ask students to pay more if what they're providing isn't as good as it used to be.
Behind the scenes, behind the headlines. This is BBC Radio One Extra Story.
I'm Mr. Jam, and this is To Uni or Not To Uni. Is university worth it? That is the question. We've looked at the pressure on places and the cost of higher education, but what's it like getting a job?
My history degree isn't at all relative to my current job in retail. At the moment, I'm looking into production, maybe radio or music. It is quite difficult to get in, but I've managed to get myself work experience in my local radio station in South Wales. I have to do a lot of chasing. It's easy to get disheartened if you try it once and give up, but if you want it that bad, you've got to be persistent. I'm pretty confident that in the end, I'll get a job. But when I actually get the kind of job I want, I'm not too sure.
That was Andrew speaking last year when he just graduated from Aberystwyth University. So how's his job search going now?
Hello, hi, is this Dean? Hi there, my name's Andrew and I work for Six Music, the Sean Keaveney Show. Would you like to come on tomorrow and be tomorrow's racketeer? Would you like me to call you back in about half an hour or so you can have a think about the songs you'd like to hear? Great, thanks Dean, I'll speak to you then. Great, okay, thanks, bye.
The internships and work experience placements are coming along nicely. I've got a few lined up and I've done a couple already, one with Six Music. And to pay rent, I've been working in a retail store. It's just not knowing when our first break is going to come. That's the most difficult thing.
Andrew's not the only graduate who's found it hard to kickstart a career.
Hi, my name's Rhiannon. I live in York. I'm 23 and I graduated in 2008. I studied chemistry and I was unemployed for quite a long time and I've just recently got a job. I don't think I was struggling more than other people necessarily, but it wasn't like I wasn't trying to sort the situation out. It just seemed really, really impossible.
Andy's also been hitting the applications hard.
Keep applying every day. I hope I'll be successful quite soon. I think students generally think it will be an easy transition from university into a job, but in reality, that doesn't really happen because of so many people applying for one job.
And here's Quabs. He's just finished studying law at Reading University, having racked up an 18 grand debt.
I would mind more time to look for jobs that I want, but with this debt in the background, it might force my hand to get a job that I might be less suited for, or I might not want for so long.
Aaron Porter, president of the National Union of Students.
At the moment, it's really testing time for people leaving university. Many of them are struggling for months and some of them even a few years to get the kind of employment that they want. And actually, some of those people didn't really expect that when they signed up for universities. Many of them were told actually that going to university was a gateway or passport into secure employment. And actually, that's just not the case. There are some students, they'll get themselves into £25,000 worth of debt and they might struggle to get employment, perhaps for their working life. And actually for them, it may be the wrong decision.
But Professor David Green from Worcester University still thinks you're better off as a graduate in the job market.
In the case of my own university, it's still 15 out of 16 people get employment in a relevant area within 6 months of leaving university. Nationally, while that figure isn't quite as good, it's still much better prospects for young people with a degree than without.
Here's Ed.
Having a degree will help you advance up faster because you'll have background credentials and the skills which you'll be able to apply.
According to the Higher Education Policy Institute, unemployment among graduates under 24 rose by 25% from 11.1% in December 2008 to 14% in December 2009. However, the number of young people under 24 not in education, employment or training is at a record high. Minister of State for Universities and Science, David Willetts.
However tough it seems now, don't give up. Keep on at it, because we believe that there are good long-term job prospects for British graduates.
Here's Lawrence.
It's fair enough that you've got a degree and you spent all that money and proved that you are a clever guy or a clever lady, but you still have to start at the bottom and you have to start somewhere. And just because you've got a degree, it doesn't mean that you'll be able to go in at management level straight away.
And 23-year-old Lorianne.
What I'm finding amongst a lot of my peers is that there isn't much difference at the end of the line for those of us who have gone to university and those of us who haven't. It almost seems as if those who haven't gone to university have built up their experience to the point where they can apply for certain jobs that I can apply for.
Professor David Green.
Obviously, there are some professions which are graduate only, teaching, for example, and others which are becoming graduate only. For example, nursing will become graduate only from 2012. There's lots of evidence to show that going to university is a good investment for the individual person. You tend to do better if you've gone to university, be more likely to get a better paying job, you're more likely to start and run your own business successfully. Interestingly, you're also likely to live longer. And there is some research from Sweden, which maybe we should take with a pinch of salt, which says that you're happier as well.
The government has predicted that on average, you'll earn £100,000 more in your lifetime as a graduate than a non-graduate. Here's Aaron Porter.
What's true about the graduate premium, how much more a graduate earns, is that it does vary from university to university, and it certainly varies from course to course. In fact, medics and dentists will earn perhaps £500,000 more over their lifetime compared to a non-graduate, whereas for an arts graduate, I studied English literature, it's only as little as £35,000. But actually, there are lots of other benefits to going to university as well. It's getting involved in student media or sports or societies. It's just meeting a whole new different range of people from across the country, from different backgrounds, from different cultures and religions. I think I was able to approach my life in a way that was more critical and frankly more adult. And I don't think you can put a price on some of those social interactions that people get from going to university.
Me, I got party hard. You know me, I got party hard. Me want party hard. Yes, we got party hard, hard. Me, I got party hard. You know me, I got party hard. Me want the party hard.
Here's Ed again. He's just started uni this year.
You know what? It's not all about money. It can be a side concern when you're looking at studying something you enjoy, really thrive academically and socially. Even if things don't work out in terms of a job, then you've had the experience of university life, which is a great thing.
The extracurricular activities can be really important for finding your career in the long run. People work in student journalism, people work in student politics, people work in student clubs and societies, in sport, which obviously gives you team skills. And these are often the things that employers home in on and go, oh, that makes that person a little bit out of the ordinary, a bit more interesting. Non-graduates have to take the job that's around the corner, whereas graduates can say, this is what I want to do with my life, and there's no putting a price on that. My name is Johnny Rich, editor of push.co.uk, the leading website that's independent for people who want to go to university or who are already there and need advice. We've only got so many years on this planet. How are you going to spend them? 3-4 years of those lives spent at university can look back at the end of it and say, yeah, those are years I really remember. Those were well worth living.
Aaron Porter, president of the National Union of Students.
And students are expecting their universities to provide them with work-based experience, with work placements and with internships. Universities need to get better at developing relationships with local employers, with national employers and indeed with international employers. I think that if a student is paying to attend a university, it's quite right that they should expect some kind of work experience as part of that.
Professor David Green.
I'm sure in the future more universities will work more closely with businesses. My own university, Worcester, has recently introduced a salaried graduate internship scheme, and that I suspect will significantly increase the rate of return to being a university graduate.
With a little twist, it's William back from the dead, but I rap out, and I'm black instead. It's Shakespeare reincarnated, except I spit flows and strips off naked. Lyricists done the best on the road, natural flow, oh so cold, I'm a blow, yo, so real, this bit I kick now, plus I don't rap. I recite my hits now.
What's up, people? This is Akala. My advice for young people in these times and in any times would be look for a career. Find something you love and do it all day, every moment you're awake. Because if you do that, you'll become so good at something that you'll find a job out of it somehow.
22-year-old Lucas is doing just that. He's teaching a group of 7 to 12-year-olds in Derby how to beatbox.
Say banana.
Banana!
Try just doing the beginning bit by itself, yeah? Try going. I did English, philosophy, psychology and sociology at Bradford Uni. I've been doing my beatboxing workshops for the past year of uni. I just want to see how far I can get now I finish uni. Working's a massive part of your life, isn't it? Even if you don't want it to be. So you want to make sure it's fun, don't you? If you can. So that's why I think I'm quite fortunate to get paid for doing something that I really enjoy. With those two sounds, I can go. Or it's good to have a talent to make money off instead of just having to rely on someone else to work, isn't it? So if you're good at singing, keep practicing your singing. If you're good at football, get on your football. If you're good at laughing,
work on your laughing. Yeah, be a comedian. Like I said to the kids, working on a talent, anything that's unconventional is a good idea. Everyone's got a degree, but not everyone can beatbox, for example. Not everyone's got the kind of personality that can work with children or with disabled people. Following something that you enjoy and something that's different from everyone else is the best thing.
Thank you all for taking part. Give yourselves a clap.
Of course, you can get a career without going to university. Here's Johnny Rich.
People always cite lots of very successful people who haven't been to university. You know, there's Richard Branson and there's Alan Sugar. There is also other careers that don't actually need a degree. Estate agency doesn't have to have a degree, and beauty therapy doesn't need a degree. Lots and lots of other careers. If those are what interest you more, great. Don't bother with university.
Lewis is in his second year of learning to be an electrician.
I'm Lewis, I'm 21, and I'm going to show you what I can do with a drill. Basically, just changing out an old fuse board for a new modern one. I went to college, didn't do so well. I decided that I was more of a, not technically minded, more of my hands, I'm better with my hands, so I thought, you know, screwdrivers, drills and all that, that's my kind of environment rather than heads and books and essays and all that. It's getting harder and harder to get into universities and stuff. Yeah, so absolutely, I think what I chose to do was, I suppose, the right decision. Everyone needs a plumber, everyone needs an electrician, really, you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah, I'm glad I came from the bottom to the top, cause back then they didn't wanna know. Now I can say that I did it on my own. Yeah, I'm glad I stuck to the path that I chose. Yeah, I'm glad I came from the bottom to the top.
The vocational jobs and apprenticeships, in my opinion, have been seen to be downgraded. It's now, if you don't go to university, you're a second-class citizen, and it's wrong. You actually need people who start at craft level, who learn their skills.
Diane Johnson, president of the Electrical Contractors Association.
It's very difficult out there at the moment. There's no bones about it. We have to look how we can incentivise business to take young people on. It isn't cheap to train people. And also business models are looking how they can save costs. But the people that come into craft apprenticeships, they earn while they learn, and they're paying taxes with the money they get paid. So to me, it's a win-win for the government.
Minister of State for Universities and Science, David Willetts.
We believe we can expand the number of apprenticeships by cutting the amount of red tape and easing the burden on employers that take on apprentices, and indeed putting more money to pay for the training element of an apprenticeship to help encourage employers to take on 50,000 extra apprentices that we've pledged.
Pat McFadden, Shadow Secretary of State for Business, Innovation and Skills.
When we were in government, we also expanded the apprenticeship system. We inherited a situation where there was about 60,000 apprenticeships. When we left office, there were about 250,000. We spent £2 billion renovating FE colleges. I personally made sure that we would double the number of what they call technician-level apprenticeships, the high-level apprentices, which companies are crying out for. The economy needs good apprentices, and these are really good opportunities for young people.
As well as apprenticeships, there's a range of other options if you don't want to go to university. You can take a gap year, go straight into a job, or start your own business. If you want to continue studying, there's NVQs, BTECs, or evening and part-time courses. Figures from City and Guild show there's been an 11% increase in the number of people signing up to do vocational courses. Some of the UK's big companies like Marks & Spencer and Balfour Beatty say a growing number of teenagers are applying to join their management trainee scheme straight from school. Lawrence has got on a scheme at John Lewis.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Carey and I work in Cambridge. When I left school, I was thinking about going to university, but it wasn't really for me and I didn't really want to go, so I've been full-time for about 6 months. Yep, loving it. On a day-to-day basis, I get into work about 9 o'clock in the morning. You get briefed and then you get sent over to your section. My section's the duvets and pillows, so core bedding. You replenish all the stock, clear all the till points to make it generally presentable for the customers, and then it's just serving the customers.
Got any of these duvets on show?
Yeah, that's a sample of one of them, the 10.5. With these ones that you're looking
at there... I've got feathering down, I don't like that.
No, these ones are both 100% down. So they're the lightest ones. Generally, each day changes and you can't really prepare for what happens because each customer brings up a different query and a different problem, and each day is a new day. There's a hell of a lot of product knowledge to be learned, which you do day by day, and also there's training courses which you can go on and factory visits to different places where our products are made, which is pretty good and interesting. Coming straight into working is always a good thing, I think, because you get money in your back pocket and there's always options to go forwards and work your way up the ladder. You don't just need to get a degree to do that, you can do it with your qualifications from school.
Sophie Milliken is a recruitment manager at John Lewis.
There's an opportunity for them to join an internal training programme that's called Horizons. Potentially a school leaver joining could get onto a programme like that within a couple of months and then be a section manager within a year. I can think of some of our managing directors who joined the business straight from school. And actually also we've got somebody who's actually on the board who joined straight from A-levels. To be honest, it's so self-driven that actually come in with the right attitude and you can go all the way to the top.
Of course there's elements of partying that I won't be able to join in with by not going to university, but I've been socialising the whole of my life and it's about time that I go into work and earn some money. I've got friends that are all going to university and I can go and visit them, party with them if I need to, and there's still friends that I have around here who won't go to university and I'll be able to socialise with. It's not like I'll be all on my own.
So is university worth it? Basically, it's up to you to decide. If it's right for you, then you'll rack up a debt, but you'll be better placed to get a job, get promoted and keep that job. If it's not something you're interested in, there's loads of other options to become successful. Whatever it is, you've just got to be in it to win it.
BBC Radio One Extra Story.